Welcome back to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. We continue with Patriots this week, and we turn our focus to the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning. Broncos come back, a thrilling Thursday win over Kansas City, but a lot to be concerned about with regards to Peyton Manning. Nonetheless, he engineers late-game heroics. And for the Broncos defense, very impressive thus far. Your thoughts about Denver?
Yeah, I'll start with Manning, and I'll let you handle the defensive end of this one. Let's look at just Peyton Manning. Something's not right there. Arm strength is down. Smarts are still there. And the ability, when things go awry, to somehow hang and find a way to win games is going to help Denver. Now, what the condition of Peyton Manning and what it is, and you know, based on age and the way he looks, I do not fear going into Denver anymore.
There's also no more Julius Thomas. There's no Wes Welker element. It's not Wes necessarily, but they don't have a guy winning on the inside
no
either.
Decker, no Wes. So, yeah, right.
There are missing pieces, so it's not just all that dude. But I'll say this about Peyton. I think what we've learned is that the late season notion last year that this is going to become a run-first team, that's the only way they're going to get it done because you can't have them throw it 40 times. Here's a problem with that. From a defensive standpoint, if you're across them and the run play action's not real, you don't really believe it because they haven't had success with it, don't do it. You know what I mean? Because then you waste those plays, then you put him back in drop back plays later, and teams get after you, and it's really difficult to block. So if you don't have that, yeah, just put him in gun, let him do hurry
if
up.
If Gary Kubiak rolls him out one more time to the left,
right.
He's got to be the biggest moron as a head coach. I mean, it's not working. Why take a guy when you know – when that game changed and they got down in the game, when did Manning look comfortable? When they put him in a gun, to what he's talking about. Put him in a gun, that's what you're paying him the money for.
Right.
Post-Peyton Manning, you can go back to your corny offense.
Meanwhile, the team that trounced Denver in Super Bowl 48, the Seattle Seahawks, of course, NFC reigning champ, 0-2 after the loss at Green Bay.
Well, they got Jimmy Graham, but Jimmy Graham is a wide receiver, not a tight end. It's a misuse. I wrote on this leading into the game, and it more or less played out.
I'm with him. He's a bad pickup for him.
Well, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. Well, it fits if you just acknowledge he's a wide receiver and still play two tight ends, but he ain't one of them. So when he aligns, and if he's at one tight end spot, I know the run's not going that way.
They're using him like Jason Witten.
They will not run at the, but with, at least with Witten, though, he'll be the point of attack occasionally.
But he can block, too.
Yeah, they won't run his way. If I'm middle linebacker, it ain't going that way. I know it's going that way. It cuts the run in half. It's so much easier.
I think you guys
the
best are starting to sound like Marshawn Lynch's mother.
I'm sorry to call it, but it's a high school offense that they run. And to go out and get these dynamic players like a Jimmy Graham, and you're paying Marshawn Lynch, what, $12 million to be a running back. The running back I don't think is as valuable. You look at these teams that are all 2-0 right now. What do they have? The quarterbacks that can hang in a pocket and throw. There are two other 0-2 teams, the Baltimore Ravens and the Indianapolis Colts, which we sit here and go double thumbs up because we all know what the Colts thought you did. And then Baltimore said, right, you know what? You know, maybe they should go check their rule books. And they used an interesting formation this past weekend, didn't they, Bob?
It was kind of a page from the Patriots playbook, Matt. Yeah. You think it's karma? Are you with Zoe? Is it karma for those two teams right now?
It's karma for them. But I also look at the Colts beyond. I think people frame them as a surprise. It is not a surprise
to me
whatsoever. They are what they are. They're a bad defense, and Andrew Luck is a good but not great quarterback. He makes a lot of mistakes.
And Andre Johnson looks like Reggie Wayne did here in August.
Yeah.
That's not good for them.
Fair.
We take time out on Patriots this week. We continue with the alliteration game. Blake Bortles and the Jacksonville Jaguars next.